yes. And there was a loyalty there that was very rewarding. How many years were you in the operating room? 30. Then after you retired, well, you mentioned on your 25th anniversary, did they have a party or something for you at that?
Yes, I have a book.
We can get it later.
Okay.
And
but that was in 1940.
Uh-huh.
And that was a very rewarding experience, too. It was a complete surprise.
It was.
Planned by Miss Hoffler.
Miss Hoffler.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioning her name, did the school work very closely with the hospital in teaching its students at that time?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Was there so much clinical experience required as there is today, say? Of course, the degree is different today.
Well, they had more clinical experience with patients than they have today. They were on the wards more, and they had more responsibility. And if a head nurse did not have an assistant, and she was off duty while a student was able to fill in, which gave her some experience too.
Mm-hmm.
After the clinical building opened, and after Miss Hoffman came back, I had an assistant in Riley operating rooms and two assistants in Long, and run both operating rooms. That is, the procedures are the same in both operating rooms. And classes were the same. And I don't know how it's run now, but then that's where we.
What was the reason for building the clinical building, as you saw when it went up? It was in your era.
Well,
why did they need it?
Oh, yes.
Why?
They needed it for clinics, nothing else. Their outpatient department had, was growing so big that there was no space in Long Hospital for anything like that. And, of course, when Riley opened, the dining rooms and the kitchens all went over to Riley. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I felt there was a need. And there was a need for more patients, and they needed for teaching purposes.
You're in the era, too, of the epidemics, the polio epidemic, for instance.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have too much to do with that.
No, but it was.
But it was in that Rotary, and the orthopedic department at Long was very active in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Carl Martz could tell you a lot about that.
Okay.
He was in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm. There in history that I have read, there's mention of, this may not have been before you, there's mention of the Black Plague. What was it? Have you ever heard anybody say
that? I've heard of the Black Plague, but it was not in my area.
And there is a stone near the campus, I don't know where it's located now, that mentions this. And when the medical center was first planned, it occurred within that era, I think. That would have been back when Long was built, or shortly before that.
Well, now, I wasn't there until after Long was open.
And you were?
But when I arrived at the university, there was only the two cottages, first and second, and Long Hospital building. That was all. No medical school.
Did they have any roads, or was it mostly paths, or?
No, they had drive.
They had
that Long.
Uh-huh. Barnhill Drive, I think, is one we have today.
Yes, well, that was his back of Long, I believe.
Yes. Uh-huh. How about the walks? Did they have cement walks?
Yeah, they had cement walks.
Mm-hmm.
And they had walks past the first and second cottage.
Mm-hmm. What kind of city transportation did they have?
We had bus that passed along, it was a trolley car, not a bus.
Mm-hmm.
Trolley car that passed, I'd say every hour, going both ways on Michigan Street, and six tokens for a quarter.
Oh my. Now to Dr. Gatch. You worked with him. Could you describe your impressions of the gentleman? He was a very remarkable man, from what I gather, but give your opinion of him.
My first guess, I think that